So that's a big question, and I have lots of information on it, but I might break it up between small businesses as well as relief for low and middle income workers on the topic of affordability. So in regards to the affordability for workers, we want to do our economic dignity platform, and that's going to include banning unfair and underpaid gig and contract work, bringing back equal pay for equal work and protection for on-call workers, provide 10 paid sick days, create a package of high-quality, affordable benefits for all, allow low-income earners to see up to an additional $1,000 annually matched for retirement planning, buck a ride province-wide, so that would allow people taking municipal transportation for $1 here in the city, but it would also allow them to take the Ontario Northland to the Vaughan for $1 and then be able to take GO Transit into Toronto for $1. So either people can go to Toronto or they can have their loved ones come visit us here for a dollar, a buck a ride. We are going to raise the minimum wage and implement a dynamic living wage. We're going to repeal Doug's Forge wage capping of Bill 124 on day one. We're going to provide retroactive childcare rebates to parents. We're going to top up 18 months of parental leave so parents can stay home longer without their EI benefits being reduced. We're eliminating the provincial portion of AHSD on all prepared foods under $20. And we'll work with the federal government to have the federal portion removed as well. We're also going to reinstate the EV, electric vehicle rebate, making electric vehicles more accessible, while also providing subsidies to install charging infrastructures in your own home. Affordable homes, and this is a big one. We will build 1.5 million homes over the next 10 years. So we have a very achievable target, and we have it costed. So 138,000 deeply affordable homes, including social and community homes, supportive housing, and homes for Indigenous people. This will create 150,000 new jobs. We'll combat money laundering in the housing market, ban new non-resident ownership, establish the Ontario Home Building Corporation to finance and build much-needed affordable homes, work with municipalities to expand zoning options, empower municipalities to accelerate housing projects, help and reward municipalities that meet or exceed higher housing targets. We're going to build more homes across around transit stations and along transit routes, work with diverse local and Indigenous voices to ensure that community needs are being met, reform the blind bidding process for home buyers. There's more and more on the affordable housing. It's a big piece, but it's what we definitely need, and we see that in the city of North Bay is we have no housing. And so this is a huge piece, but we have to find the creative solutions on how these policies will work in the North. For students, we're going to double the OSAP funding and introduce more grants with fewer loans and charge no interest on the provincial portion of OSAP. We're going to introduce free tuition for ECEs at Ontario colleges. We're going to cover tuition costs for medical and nursing students working in rural or remote communities. We're going to introduce broadband internet across the entire province by 2025. We're going to fund new emergency shelter beds, improving existing shelters, and provide a housing-first approach for delivering support for people experiencing homelessness. We're going to bring back rent control and provide renters with a path to ownership. We're going to support seniors to live independently by increasing old-age security and expanding eligibility, guarantee home care for everyone who needs it, and help seniors pay for home repairs and assistive devices. We're also going to reverse the conservative cuts to social assistance by increasing ODSP rates by 20% and bring back the basic income pilot. So on the topic of northern small businesses, we have committed to eliminating corporate tax for 2 years to allow for recovery. We're going to create a $300 million loan portfolio to provide loan guarantees and backstop loans to ensure small businesses are able to access capital funding for expanding their business. $30 million dedicated to supporting businesses in adopting technology, allowing businesses to access much larger markets. We're going to expand Ontario's network of international trade offices and services, eliminate incorporation fees for new business startups, bring more critical manufacturing capacity back to Ontario, invest in a robust domestic supply chain for vaccines and other biomanufacturing. And finally, we are going to address the labor shortage through a series of key initiatives. We're going to expand apprenticeship programs and bring back shop classes in more high schools. And we definitely see that. We're seeing a lot of people are really into STEM, but this we also get a lot of companies saying we don't teach enough kids on how to take apart and put back motors. And that's that hands-on stuff is what we need for a lot of our large companies. We're going to provide a $2,000 grant for those in apprenticeship training by doubling the federal incentive grant. And additionally, financial aid-related training will all fall under OSAP, which will, as I mentioned, will receive a heavy overhaul. So again, there's way more to our platform, but those are just some of the things that talk about the small business side, but also in regards to the actual, the person side, in regards to the workers.